Okay. Robbie Benson, Dundalk midfielder. Robbie, your overall impressions of the game tonight, your feelings?
It was a strange game at times. The ball was in the air for a lot of the game, and we didn't kind of establish our kind of own brand of game. We kind of got drawn into the game that it was, and it can be difficult at times when there's so much kind of tension in the air, and you know, both teams definitely don't want to lose the game after not winning the previous week. So it's a game probably that we felt we left behind us again from last week. Myself, I didn't put the ball away last week when I had the chances, and a couple other lads tonight. I'd say we had the better chances in the game. They came closest by hitting the post, but I don't really remember another chance that they had in the game.
No.
So I think, you know, positives is that if you come in, you're not going to get an easy game here at any point. It's probably a little bit disappointing after the back of last week, but with the game at its merits, it's probably not a bad result.
You controlled the game basically throughout. I was in a very good position tonight, right on the touchline, and I mean, you controlled 80-85%, and yet you'd always see that wake up call when you saw it, and nothing roared hitting the crossbar.
Yeah, I think the first 15 minutes especially we were well on top, and I think going forward it's the thing we're going to need to do, that when we're on top in games, when you really need to hammer home you know, a goal if not two, when you're that dominant, they couldn't really get out of their own half in the first 15 or 20 minutes. So but then again, like, they're a good side, Rovers, and you know, out of the blue they hit the post, so you always have to be on your toes. And look, we didn't get the win tonight, but there's a lot of positives. Lads, we've a fully fit squad now, bar a couple who will be returning in the next few weeks, so everyone will be on their toes, and we're looking forward to a quick turnaround for Tuesday night, and 6 points to play for in the next week, and we'll be right there if we win those.
I mean, you've Limerick on Tuesday night, and again, no disrespect to Limerick, they've started off very well, but you should be confident of getting 3 points there.
Yeah, we go into every game, you know, thinking we're going to win. It's no different to, you know, tonight. We thought that we had enough to win the game, and had we put away our chances, we would have. So it's you know, it's a massive game for us again, and especially at home, we need to win, and you know, it's very important now after two draws that we can't afford to drop any more points. But you know, there's going to be no easy games this year. The winners of the league are going to, I've said it a couple of times so far, the winners of the league are going to drop plenty of points this year. So every 3 points you can get is going to be big. And whether we beat Limerick on Tuesday or have beaten Rovers tonight, you know, it's the same 3 points. You know, if we had, you know, if we draw Tuesday or win today, you know, it's the same thing. So you have to battle for every point, and hopefully we can get the three on Tuesday.
The new striker coming on as a substitute, he looked to have made a difference. Near the end, he was big and strong.
Yeah, look, Marco is he's a massive lad. He's got a rocket of a shot. He didn't get any chances tonight, but yeah, I'm sure he'll score plenty of goals for us, and he's a great option. And once he gets to, you know, to know everyone's kind of movements, and you know, when the wingers like to cross or when they drive in and get to know people, you know, he mightn't even know everyone's name at this point. He's only in since Tuesday, so you know, he's eager to impress, I'm sure, and he's a nice lad and he's fitting in well.
And yourself as well. I mean, you were coming back from a very bad dose of the flu as well, and you know, you were well established there tonight. You're happy enough with your own game?
Yeah, it's a funny game, but it wasn't probably a game that suited my style of football. We didn't really pass through the midfield as much as we might have should. But you know, I felt the week of the Cork game, I was in bed all week, and it wasn't ideal preparation. But last week, you know, on another day, I score a hat trick, and you know, things are looking rosy. But tonight was a different game, and I'm feeling confident where I am. I'm feeling fit. So you know, every time I step in the pitch now, end of last season, especially, I think I scored 10 goals in the second half of the season. So every time I step a foot on the pitch now, I think if I'm going to get a chance, and you know, I'm confident that I've taken the majority that I get, and I missed a few last week, so I'll revert to the mean now, hopefully, and start scoring a few.
Robbie Benson, thank you very much.